Justin, we have a big deadline coming up here on October 1st. That's when people can start signing up for the new affordable health care insurance policies.
Yeah.
What does that mean for small businesses?
Well, that is exactly the topic that the Business Journal is addressing this week, and addressing it in some depth. And right now, it's playing out in such a way that small businesses have some choices and some decisions to make going into the next couple of weeks and going into 2014. But if they want to, they can really sit on the sidelines, because the implementation of affordable health care as it applies to small businesses and larger businesses doesn't really kick in yet until 2015.
So do businesses have to do something right now with this October 1st deadline?
I think there's an important point to make before we get into this any further. If you are working for a company and they provide you health insurance, and that health insurance is going to be around next year for you, nothing that's happening with you right now is going to change, even with the implementation of healthcare reform and the introduction of these networks and exchanges that come about on October 1st. However, as you just suggested, these small businesses could decide, and it's perfectly legal for them, not to offer you health insurance next year. And as an employee, you then decide, can I get insurance that I can afford on these exchanges, and what might I get subsidized for from the federal government?
I think part of the confusion right now is not knowing who has to act right now, if it's the individuals or if it's business. And if it's business, is it small business or big business?
Companies have the opportunity to act if they choose to. Again, we're talking about small businesses, businesses with fewer than 50 employees. Now, if they choose to act, there's this new group called the Small Business Health Options Program. It's not expected to see a lot of activity next year, but if small businesses choose to do this, they could qualify for a tax credit of up to 50% of the premium that would help cover, you know, fewer than 25 employees as long as their salaries are less than $50,000 a year. It's a pretty good option. Or these businesses could just choose to keep what they're doing, or they could choose to get rid of health insurance altogether and have their employees go to the exchanges.
Some of the insurance companies are offering to let small businesses renew now at their current premiums.
Yeah, this is, again, a real incentive. Everyone is afraid of what happens if these premiums start going up, because we have so many people flooding the system, and perhaps this thing breaks down and rates go crazy. So insurance companies are trying to add some stability and say, renew now, rates will be the same going into next year, and we still have a little bit more time to figure it out.
And it gives everyone a chance to wait and see.
Absolutely.
Well, there are some small companies that do provide insurance, but only to a select number of their employees. What sort of decisions do they need to make?
Yeah, it's a good point. And you see that a lot, particularly with companies that have a lot of part-time employees. The Affordable Care Act is supposed to address this problem. It's supposed to enable these part-time employees to have access to insurance that they can afford, perhaps for the first time. So they'll be able to go onto these exchanges, see what their options are, see what kind of subsidies they qualify for, and then select the insurance that fits them. Again, the goal of healthcare reform is to get millions of people covered that right now don't have insurance, and they need to be people that are healthy and that are young and healthy, and people that are a little bit older and maybe have health problems.
And I think one of the biggest concerns about even going to the Affordable Health Care Act is that all companies would simply choose to dump their employees onto these healthcare exchanges.
Yeah, it's a legitimate concern, because there's so much confusion right now about what this law means and how quickly it's going to have its impact. There is this concern that's out there. But when the Business Journal talked to a variety of small businesses around here, what you find is that it becomes a little less complicated. They respect the employee base that they have. They want to keep their most talented people. They're not going to mess around too much with those kind of fundamental benefits that they've been offering for years. So, for example, a company like Woodbine, which is a 25-employee advertising firm in Winston-Salem, when you talk to those folks about what they're going to do, they say, we're absolutely going to keep the benefits we have right now and see how we have to adjust in the future.
Who's going to qualify for the subsidies?
Well, right now, it's sort of pegged to 400% of the poverty level, which actually makes this apply to a lot of people. So someone making, an individual making as much as $46,000 a year, will qualify for subsidies to get individual health insurance. The amount of subsidy will depend, obviously, on whether they're making $20,000 a year or $46,000 a year. For a family of four, the income goes up to $92,000 a year to qualify for subsidies. Now, again, at the top end of that, it might only be 5 or 10% subsidy. But in the middle, it could be pretty generous. So this is the opportunity that the government is saying, we're serious about you getting coverage, and we're going to help you do it.